y'all having? Happy Sunday. Sunday fun day. How you guys doing? Hey.
From falling with a pleasant smile.
What y'all know about that Betty Wright? Don't none of y'all know nothing about that Betty Wright, okay? After the pain. Hey, happy Sunday. If you see me, you know what time it is, right?
No, it ain't so, but I guess no just ain't in me.
What y'all know about that?
Cause boy, I still love you like I do.
It's something when a woman's heart has been broken, she's still loving. Oh, that's almost a curse. I still love you. So listen, welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Potariel, and I have a letter that I'm going to read because I got time today. I got a little bit of time, but I got time today. So welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. Happy Sunday. It's my only day off, as a matter of fact, and I still got to do stuff for Diva Speaks Relationships, okay? But listen, I'm going to turn Betty off. That's my girl. I love me some Betty Wright. Okay, so we got a letter, guys. Let me chop it up because I don't want to keep you because I know you guys got important things you need to do. And if you don't recognize me, I'm sorry. I had to cut the locks. My new position, they're very anal about the company image, and my locks were too long because they were 32 inches. They hung below my bottom, my bum. So I had to cut the locks, and you know, if you don't recognize me, I'm so sorry. I'm still mourning about having to cut my locks. And I'm from Texas. It's either go big or go home. And people were like, you know, just cut them up to here, or cut them up to Chaba. No, if my locks can't be long and luscious, I don't want them. But anyway, that's my personal drama. That's my personal story. But welcome to Talk That Talk. So let me just get into it. So we got a letter. And this seems to be happening around the globe. I'm not throwing the men under the bus. I'm not, that's not what I do. You know, I'm not into the gender wars and the going back and forth between men and women, that adversarial energy. That's not me. You know, that's not what I do. I'm a love bunny. But anyway, but it's one of these things where, you know, you're going to kind of side eye the men. So here we go. Buckle up, as Nephew Tommy says, and let's just get right into it. So our good sis captioned the letter as, ooh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sending love to you, okay? Thank you. Our good sis captioned this letter as, wait a minute, good morning, baby. That's what our good sis said. So listen, that's what she said. I need to repeat it one more time. The title of the letter is Good Morning, Baby. Okay, so let's get into it. I've been happily dating someone for 5 months. We've had ups and downs, but now in a great place, better than ever. That's usually a setup for the kill. Spent the night with him last night. Ooh, she got us home last night. And this morning, as his phone was on speaker and we were talking to someone, three pop-up message notifications from Facebook Messenger came on his screen. I'm reading, but I see you. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, so back to the letter. Three pop-up messages came up on her boyfriend's screen as they were talking. Okay, I didn't read them all, but the first one said, good morning, baby. I walked out of the room, calmed down, came back, and asked him if he saw the messages. He said no. I said, check him. He did and said he doesn't know that woman. I said, show me. I like this good sis. Okay, she must be from Missouri, the show me state, okay? I said, show me. We pulled her up, and she was his Facebook friend. Lie number one. The messages had magically disappeared. Did he delete them? He unfriended her and adamantly said he never met her, doesn't know her. It must be a scam. I believed him in the moment. But now, hours later, my insecurity is getting to me. Am I an idiot for believing him. What would you do in this situation? Err on the side of trust or just be aware of anything in the future? Or, I can see how she said, or. Okay, so if you're just not tuning in, our good sister, our wonderful sister, got an issue because she just spent a marvelous night performing acrobats with her boyfriend in his apartment. But we know what she did. So she wake up this morning and they're doing what they're doing, you know, going about their day. And then this pop-up message comes up on her boyfriend's phone from Facebook Messenger. And it's from a woman. And it says, good morning, baby. So our good sis, you know, had him pull up this woman and come to find out this woman that said, good morning, baby, to her boyfriend that she's been dating for 5 months, actually turns out to be one of her boyfriend's Facebook friends. So our good sis wants to know, the question at the heart of the letter is my insecurity getting to me? Am I being an idiot for believing him? What would I do in this situation? So first, let me just check you in a bad way, sis. Baby, that's not your insecurity. You need the spirit of discernment to know the difference between insecurity and when your intuition is kicking in, okay? I could end the letter right there, go downstairs and do what I need to do. I have fun for the rest of my day. That's what you need to know, woman to woman. This is not insecurity. This is your intuition kicking in, letting you know that he has fed you some BS. And the reason that it's bothering you, because you know that what you saw and what he showed you when you made him or forced his hand to pull this woman up on his Facebook account when he lied and said he didn't know her, proof was right there before you that he actually did know her. He was her Facebook friend. So instead of him coming clean about this woman, he deleted either the message. Thank you, sweetheart. He deleted the message and he unfriended her. The reason that it's bothering you is because he wasn't truthful with you. And I've done a few shows about this where I have addressed when a person has been caught in the act, whether that's inappropriate behavior or cheating, okay? I've said that typically a cheater, what they like to do is just delete the person, delete their social media, and act as if nothing happens. They don't want to correct the behavior. They don't want to try and get a hold of that desire to cheat or not give in to temptation. They would just delete it and delete the proof and go on about their business until they're caught again. And this is what your boyfriend has done. I would be careful calling this person your boyfriend, because I can tell you already, this man is about to make a fool out of you. This man is not 5 months of dating. You're already catching him in lies. And that's why I said that. That's why I said that. To be clear, he's already lying. What is there to lie about? And then let's talk about this woman to woman, shall we? Woman to woman. If I'm a woman, you're a woman, and I'm in a great place with a guy, and the conversation is really, really great. And, you know, we've had a few exchanges, whether that is, you know, verbally or we've met each other in person, whatever it was. I'm really liking this guy. I'm liking this guy based on our engagement with each other, based on when we're around each other, the fellowshipping is good. And whatever your definition of fellowshipping is, that's your business. But I'm just saying, for me to be thinking about a guy early in the morning and texting him or sending him a message, good morning, baby, that indicates some level of intimacy. It doesn't have to be sexual, but we've been intimate to a certain degree, because I'm calling this man my baby. Now, I don't know about you as a woman, but when I start calling you baby, if I haven't allowed you to explore my lady parts, you definitely gonna get opportunity to. So I just need you to think of it in terms of that. This woman calling your man baby, good morning, baby. What has he done with her that is so special that he now deserves that pet name baby and to be on her mind fresh in the morning, especially when you still got residue on you from the night after, before? You still glowing from what you and your boyfriend did, and this man got this man has done something so special with her that she's thinking about him in the morning too. I would say pump your brakes. I would definitely say pump your brakes. I'm not making light of your situation, but it's Sunday. It's fun day for me. I don't want you to get your feelings hurt. I'm not going to say dump the guy. You did say I've been happily dating. I don't want to get into that conversation right now because it is Sunday fun day for me. But you got to be careful. If you can acknowledge that the two of you are dating and you're not exclusively dating, I say you're setting yourself up. And this is an opportunity for you to explore that particular conversation with your boyfriend. Ask him what is his definition of dating. You give him yours. The two of you sit down and have the conversation and see if you can have a meeting of the minds. Can we agree to what dating means to both of us in this relationship? And then ask him or see if the two of you can exclusively date. Because if you haven't had the conversation and the two of you are just out here dating one another, then I think it's like premature for you to assume that he's only dating you. And what he's doing with you, if you haven't had the conversation, he's free to do with someone else. I'm not saying it's right. It happens. The conversation, thank you. I'm sending love and hugs to you. The conversation has to be had about, you know, what the two of you are and what that means to both of you. You need to have a meeting of the minds. You know, have the conversation. Make it plain and clear what it means. Are you dating me and three others? Because I was under the impression, whatever. That doesn't mean he's a bad guy. But if you've already had that conversation about exclusivity and he out here making other people feel that special, that's a problem. I'm not here to judge your boyfriend because clearly you like the guy and clearly this has bothered you. But do what you need to do to have the conversation so you don't keep having these type of situations where you're second guessing yourself. That's your intuition kicking in, honey. That is not insecurity. Insecurity is what you're going to be feeling if you continue to stay with a man who dips in and out of the relationship that you think that you're in. Insecurity is going to happen when you keep getting cheated on repeatedly by a guy that you thought was into you like that, but instead of being solely into you, he all up into other women. No pun intended. So have the conversation. But guys, we got a letter from our good sis who's been dating a guy for 5 months and she thought it was going well. She spent the night with her man and they getting up, you know, fellowshipping the morning after, and he got 3 pop-up messages from some chick that's his Facebook friend calling him, good morning, baby. And I'm telling our good sister, I'm saying, look, girl, you a woman. You a woman at the end of the day. You know what it means when we wake up with a man on our mind and saying, good morning, baby. Don't you be no fool. But anyway. This has been Talk That Talk with Angela Portarreal. Don't forget, guys, this coming Friday, my talk show airs on Access 21, a brand new episode. I have not completed the second installment of my autopsy series. The autopsy series talks about what caused the death of your marriage or your relationship. Do you know how your marriage died? What caused your marriage to die? Do you know what caused the death of your relationship? Or are you still in denial as to how it died? Were there some side effects, you know, that came into play that you weren't aware of? Were there some pre-existing conditions in your relationship that you were unaware of or that you was not equipped to deal with, that they brought with them? We typically call it baggage. But anyway, so the second installment is coming. It's just that I have a lot on my plate. I think I have bitten off more than I could chew, but I will do. Thank you. I didn't see the name, whoever it was. But anyway, Diva Speaks Relationships talk show airs this coming Friday night on AT&T UVerse, Spectrum Cable, my Roku channel, Access 21's Roku channel, and I believe the other Roku channel, I forgot who picked up my show. But anyway, yeah, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this coming Friday. So make sure you check it out. If you haven't had a chance to add the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel to your Roku device, do me a favor and go ahead and download it. You can also find me on Amazon Fire. But anyway, I'm everywhere, anywhere, whatever, you know. Check me out if you like my content, if you like, you know, real conversations about real people and being halfway intelligent when you talk. Come rock with me. But happy Sunday. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Toodles. If I can get out of here.